Danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper and this is The Rat Ring. This episode, I don't have a theme. I'm just playing shit. It's gonna start with some Pig Destroyer, go into some death metal. I don't know, whatever I feel like. What I did feel like doing was playing Cuphead until 2 a.m. last night. I've been trying so hard not to mess up my sleep schedule, but me and my roommate, we were trying to beat this one boss, Grim the Matchstick. Holy shit, we suck. Like, we were there for, hours. We started at 9:15 and just kept grinding. There were a few breaks where we would show each other music we were talking about, but like, otherwise, it was just straight Cuphead, and it was evil. Anyway, speaking of evil, I wouldn't say this is evil. Pig Destroyer, fuck you.
Yeah!
That was Scarlet Hourglass, followed by Thumbsucker by Pig Destroyer, Bout Had It by Flesh Parade, The Hillside Stranglers by Dahmer, and Irreversible Brain Damage by Archigathus. I think that name is impossible to pronounce, dude. My dumbass can't do half of my readings this week because I had to buy two of the books physically because there was an error on the website where when you went to buy the ebook, it would say it has to be in a bundle, which, fuck you, I'm not buying a bundle. So I just ordered them, and then I realized I didn't order them for pickup on campus. I ordered them for delivery, and they took so long to send it out. They sent it out Friday, but then it didn't get to my place in time. So now I have to wait the entire weekend to get my books. So, fuck me, I'm an idiot. Not on the topic at all. I just can still yap at this point, so I'm going to do it. I went to try some onigiri for the first time, and it fucking sucked. I don't blame the food item itself, and that's why I'm going to make my own. But I tried it, and the rice was like, I think it had just been sitting around so long that it like dried out and tasted like uncooked. So like I bit into it, and it was just like super solid and like crunchy, and there wasn't enough like tuna filling on the inside, and it just really was not good. So I've gone out, bought myself some rice. I've got a rice cooker, life-changing, by the way. It's so easy to get it going, and the rice turns out perfect every time. Anyway, I have a rice cooker. I've got some rice. I got some seaweed, and I bought some pork sausages that I'm just gonna squeeze the pork out and then, you know, cook it up a little and wrap it up and see how I do. I'm sure it will taste better than whatever the fuck I had before, though, because it would take a lot for me to mess it up that bad. Anyway, music.
extremely subtle and extremely provocative. I wonder if either of you have noticed.
Has no navel.
No what?
No belly button. The thing has no belly button.
That's right. And that means this creature has never really been born.
Jesus.
Dude.
Was Bathing in Mucus and Bile by Hemdale, Systemic Notoriety by Excarnation, Raw Materials of Decay by Hemorrhoid, Phobophile by Cryptopsy, and Apparitions by Mortal Decay. Man, I really want to write more music, but I have no excuse. I'm a bum ass. I do write original music. You wouldn't think it because of how much I put out and how much I talk about it, but I do try to. Like, I've got an electronic project. It started out kind of house and shit, I'm gonna be real, because I mean, it's my first album. Listen back to it, it's embarrassingly bad, but I released pretty good, at least in my opinion, pretty good for me. Jungle single. Oh, by the way, the song is called Psychosynthesis, and my artist name is 1-800-DR-WASTE. I should probably say that. Anyway, I've been wanting to go back into the house route, but with some more like trance elements and whatnot. My issue is I just keep writing like one like section that I'm happy with, and I never have any idea where to go with it from there. Like, I've got the section down. Now what can I add or take away? Or what could I lead it into? I just end up on a dead end. I keep struggling to transition elements and keep the tracks interesting. So, I haven't really released anything. Anyway, speaking of release anything, I'm gonna release you from this segment with me talking. Haha, that was such a smooth transition. I'm amazing at this, aren't I? We'll be right back.
makes average grades and plans to join the Marines after graduation. After school, he spends most of his time working at a waste disposal plant. He likes to party and drink with his friends. Home is for watching television.
Thank you.
That was Sleep by Dystopia, My Dad Kills for the USA by Capitalist Casualties, Holy Hell by Purity Control, Mina Quiebra Patas by Chulo, Car Battery Interrogation by Deterioration, and Taste of Putrid Amputation by Gore Inhaled. I wish I was into more artists like Death, because I love playing Death on the show because they're really sick. My only issue is of that style, like, I kind of only like Death. Like, I don't really listen to too many other, like, death metal bands that are as light or kind of fit into their niche with their later stuff, especially getting, like, quite proggy. They're like a weird little thing of its own in the sea of my music tastes. A lot of it kind of, well, actually, does it make sense to be kind of into, like, electronic and metal? I don't know. They're pretty, like, opposite in terms of vibe, but I don't think, like, especially because I listen to a lot of experimental electronic with, like, noise stuff, I don't think they're that different. Anyway, I was gonna say is Death is very different than the majority of the stuff I like, so it's like a weird little cancerous tumor on its own sitting there. Anyway, let's hear what this little cancerous tumor has to say, haha, because I'm playing Death now. Wow, what a cool theme I have going. I just started up some death metal tracks. Sure, the third one fits the theme. It'd be really stupid of me if I were to end it on, I don't know, a Slipknot track. Yeah, that would be really fucking dumb.
For 50 years, the Banri Foundation has supported the continuing education of women at Queen's. Join Banri for its 50th anniversary gala on October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. This event marks half a century of empowering women through education. Tickets are free, but registration is required. To reserve your spot, visit the Banri Center's website, follow Banri Center on Facebook and Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca. This September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa Rockers, The New Hires. On September 14th, pop-punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere